conventional wisdom in the literary world shifts from time to time. For instance, there have been decades when critics suggested the short story was on the rise, and others when they've said the short story was on the decline. Our reviewer Alan Shoes isn't making any predictions, but he has found quite a number of collections this fall that he thinks are worth your attention.
It's been a great run so far this autumn for lovers of the short story. Distinguished writers William Trevor and Alice Munro have new collections out. Trevor's book is called A Bit on the Side, and Munro's is Runaway. And there are a few outstanding collections definitely worth your attention by some mavericks and newcomers whose strong suits are their language and visionary moments rather than plot. One of the most striking new books comes after a 10-year hiatus from veteran writer Mark Helprin. It's called The Pacific and Other Stories, tales out of 20th-century European history, set pieces about American life, work, and love, Israeli soldiers, British soldiers, making for a great range of subjects. But none of it would matter much if Helprin's prose weren't so exquisite. Listen to this. Welder's light is almost pure, he writes in a story about female assembly line workers at a fighter plane factory during World War II. Despite the spectral differences between the various techniques, the flash of any one of them gives rise to illusions of depth and dimension. The silvery whiteness is like the imagined birth of stars or souls. Though each flash is beautiful and stretches out time, it seldom lasts long. The flash is born to fade. Still, the sharp burst of light is a brave and wonderful thing. Helprin might have been writing about his own work. And then there's David Means, whose third collection, The Secret Goldfish, has just been published. Out of the Midwest comes a man who suffers 7 lightning strikes in a lifetime and becomes a local legend. That's Nick Kelly, the main character in Lightning Man. In Means's pages, fiction sometimes skitters up to the borderline of legend, and all the traditional rules of story-making, focusing on clear beginnings, middle struggles, and sharp recognitions at the end, fade into the hazy air of Midwest thunderstorm and boiling sky. But when he wants to, this relative newcomer can produce work that holds up even in comparison with his most gifted predecessors, like Sherwood Anderson and Ernest Hemingway. Finally, I'd like to call your attention to a group of odd and striking stories by Brooklyn writer Jonathan Lethem, whose best work tends toward science fiction and fantasy. Men and Cartoons is the title. Many of these 9 stories are set in Brooklyn, but are Brooklyn slightly out of kilter. The brilliant story called The Spray opens in a realistic mutter about a burglary in the narrator's apartment, and there's an evidence-gathering device just beyond the edge of state-of-the-art that allows a man and his wife a glimpse into just how much their past losses at love still cling to them. Loss of love continues as a theme in the matter-of-factly told story called Vivian Ralph, about a woman who gives Doran, the main character, a queasy, earth-shifty sensation when they meet. Earth-shifty. That same sensation carries over into many of the other stories in this collection, in which Lethem calls up large chunks of his childhood. Wacky packages, stickers, and of course comic books. Marvel brand, which anyone who read them understood weren't comic at all, but deadly, breathtakingly serious. Marvel, Lethem writes, constructed worlds of splendid complexity, full of chilling ancient villains and tormented heroes in richly unfinished storylines. Minus the villains and heroes, Lethem might be describing the work that he and some of his contemporaries have attempted, a world in which the comic books of childhood allow adults to see ordinary reality with a certain super-realistic aura hovering above it. These unusual stories shimmer with it.
Again, those collections of short fiction are The Pacific and Other Stories by Mark Helprin, The Secret Goldfish by David Means, and Men and Cartoons by Jonathan Lethem. Our reviewer is Alan Chews. He teaches writing at George Mason University in Fairfax, Virginia.
Our program is directed by Bob Boylan, edited by Franklin Cater, and produced by Graham Smith. The technical director is Michael Cullen.
NPR's national desk editors include David Sweeney, Ann Hawk, Phil Bruce, Michael Fields, Ken Barkas, Kathy Shaw, Barbara Campbell, Andrea De Leon, Elisa Barba, Kate Kincannon, and Steve Lichtai.
Our executive producer is Christopher Turpin. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.